Last week, I spent a couple of days in conversations, precisely half-hourly ones actually, with all sorts of different businesses who were interested in what we're doing, and in particular, the ways in which they could innovate more effectively using the tools that we're currently making available, which was exceedingly interesting, and many contacts made and offers proposed, etc., etc. But it also set me thinking to some of the conversations I had more informally while with people, which were to do with how innovation is really all around us, and very frequently people are almost oblivious to it. And it occurred to me that just to give a few examples might be useful in this larger context. So let me tell you one of the ones that is particularly striking to me, which is that around 2007, more people in the total world population started living in cities than in rural areas. Now, that is a huge shift in the way people live, and the consequences of it are pretty difficult to overestimate. And to give you an example of just how profound those consequences can be, if you look at the US, a couple of staggering statistics. How about this? 90% of the US's GDP and 86% of all US jobs are generated on 3% of the land mass of the continental US. Yep, 3%. And that 3%, guess where that 3% is to be found? In cities. The only problem is, of course, those cities often don't get to keep the wealth they've generated, and hence they can have poor infrastructure. But imagine if they did get to keep that wealth. These are hugely important innovation generators, wealth generators, but the very process of urbanization is itself a demonstration of innovation. And that's the kind of thing that I mean when I sometimes say that innovation is really hidden in plain sight, and people go about their business without realizing it. Now, take the other extreme. The other extreme would be things that go on in our lives that don't seem to have anything to do with innovation. So, for instance, look at, I can't think of anything more extremely different. How about women's fashion? High heels have been with us forever, haven't they? No, they haven't. In fact, the heel as we know it is something that is a very recent invention. Louis XIV. We talk about people being well heeled. And the reason for that, and the reason it means that they have means and resources, the degree of affluence, is precisely because of where it came from. Louis XIV was a very short guy, and he wanted to be taller, so he wore heels. And thus the court began to wear heels, but all the men wore heels. Now, as time passes, things change, and of course, eventually, heels become the province of women. And then they are reinvented one more time, one more time, one more time. So here again is something which is sort of there, part and parcel of our world, but actually it had a very specific beginning in our recent cultural history. I'll give you another one. What about the little black dress? Or I think it's even in, what is it, Webster's Dictionary now, it's LBD. So this is actually a term. The little black dress. Where did that come from? That is a very recent creation, and yet it is absolutely ubiquitous. Pretty much any woman's got some kind of little black dress. Well, thank you, Coco Chanel. Didn't exist beforehand. Now, if you really want to know where that came from, then you need to know about where she came from. She was an orphan. She grew up in a Catholic orphanage, and in 1895, there she was, surrounded by nuns in black and white dress. Fast forward some years, she begins wearing radically different clothes herself. She used to wear men's ties and collars, and she turned that into a whole fashion statement. And eventually, that fashion statement became the opposite of the Victorian bustle and all those voluminous crinolines and so forth. And the little black dress is born. Now, black in itself was extraordinary. The only people who wore black used to be servants, nuns, or if you were in mourning. So it was a truly radical statement, highly innovative, and it really took off when Zelda Fitzgerald wore one. Yes, the wife of F. Scott Fitzgerald. A totally different world, the 20s, the flappers, very fashionable, and now it's just part of the scenery and we barely notice it. Innovation everywhere, many different sorts. Look around.